Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Modern Workplace Hacks podcast. My name's Tom Freer, and in this episode, Josh and I sort of wrap up 2022. We take a look at what 2023 might bring, and even have a discussion around ChatGPT and AI. It's a pretty broad chat today, so looking forward to what 2023 brings, and this should give you some insights. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Modern Workplace Hacks podcast with Josh and Tom.
Tom, how are you?
Good, Josh. How are you?
Oh, it's the end of the year and we don't know how we got here.
That's very true. It's been one of those years.
I don't know how to describe it. I don't think most people know either.
I don't even know where you start. Yeah. It's turning off my phone.
Yeah.
Start this one with being prepared. No, I can't even remember much of the year. Like, it's just been, I'm pretty sure we had COVID at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it was a funny start.
Did we have a funny start?
Everyone got into it. And then the second half of it's been full of
cyber attacks.
People losing their personal information.
But business-wise, I don't know. It's been, lots of doom and gloom in the economy. I try not to watch the news anymore because it's just depressing.
I think that's sort of blown over a little bit, but hasn't it? I think it's...
Well, I don't know. I just don't think... I don't know. I'm not an economist.
Everyone write in and tell us what their predictions...
What's the prediction for 2023? Well, I don't know. Could it get any worse? Nah. Could.
I don't think... I think in Australia we're in a very good position. We're definitely not Saudi Arabia, which we've witnessed. They're going flat out. But I do think, I don't think it's as bad as they can.
Yeah, I think obviously people freaked out about interest rate rises and inflation and all those sort of things, and there's no doubt that's having an impact. But people seem to be still out. They still seem to be spending and doing what they do. Maybe it's the last hurrah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. We're not economists.
No, definitely not economists. Just run a business, a couple of businesses. So, we'll just keep that going. But 2023 looks good and looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
A lot's happened. I think a lot of work we've done has been building for this, building for 2023.
Yeah, I would agree.
The way I think we've been doing a lot of work structurally with the business and people-wise and moving things around.
Yep.
We've split out one of the businesses.
Yeah, exciting.
That's going to go gangbusters. It's good.
So I suppose, in all seriousness, 2022, what's it sort of from a technology and a business point of view? What do you think the highlights have sort of been?
The highlights, well, I don't think we can go past cyber.
Yep.
I think that's really sort of stood out as the one thing that is just not going away.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, it's the times that we live in.
Yeah.
It's going to get more sophisticated. The more technology we put in place, the more the attackers are going to sort of change. They're going to adapt as fast as technology adapts, and that's part of the challenge.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in it.
And there's a lot of, there's a lot of money in that.
Mm.
I mean, cyber crime is a business in itself.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
I read this article saying it's like the new organized crime. Everyone used to sell drugs. That's bloody hard. Now they just...
I'm looking for a new side hustle.
Yeah.
Cyber crime might be it.
Yeah.
but it is. It's a business to its own. Yes. And what we're seeing, I think, particularly with the ones that we've seen, the publicized attacks and... Mm. They're taking information, and information is valuable. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen the spate of financial information stolen.
Yes.
Like credit card information and bank details.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the issue.
No.
Because what we've got to realize is that every one of these breaches and the personal information that they take is about building a profile on someone.
Yeah, and I don't think people kind of get that.
And
I had a conversation with someone about this. They're like, "Oh, who cares if they've got my license number?"
Yeah, and that's great. They might have it, and you can go get that changed. That's okay.
Yeah.
But it's the profile they're building on you. And this is my take on what's happening is they'll just take information from anywhere and they sell it on the dark web.
Yes.
And the people that stole the information from Optus or Medibank or whoever it is may not necessarily be the people that are going to do anything with that information.
Interesting.
They will put it on the dark web and they will sell it and get their dollar a person or whatever they charge for it.
Yep.
But there's then the organisations behind that who are going, actually, I'm going to build a profile on Australian residents and I can get information from Optus, I can get information from Medibank, I can get information from wherever all this stuff is stolen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then start building profiles, because that's where I think where it's heading is identity theft and fraud. That's ultimately where it has to go.
Yep.
And I think that's the big thing that people don't realise is that, I can... As you say, it doesn't matter. They've got my date of birth and my name and my license. I'll just get my license number changed and I'm sweet.
Yeah.
They still have your date of birth. Yeah, they still have your full name. And they still have one or two of your records and things like this.
Yeah.
You might be your home address or your past addresses and stuff like that. Think about what you use when you're applying for a loan or a credit card or whatever it is. I mean, they're asking for all that information.
Yeah.
So... the more that these criminals are building that profile.
Yes.
Scary.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like I read an article on the weekend that was a woman gets a call from her accountant congratulating on the sale of her investment property.
Yes.
She didn't have an investment property.
Oh, wow.
So it's gone and sold. Someone has bought a property, sold it in her name.
In her name, and she didn't even know.
Didn't even know. So you've now got... That just drives a whole ATO coming after because you've got this capital gain that you haven't realized. Like, this is the thing. Someone's just knocked it off and it's gone.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's amazing. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on organizations and businesses to really work out how they're capturing that and vetting it and verifying it. So that's one challenge.
Yeah.
But individually, there's a lot of pressure on how do I protect that information or what do I need to be doing to protect it?
Yeah,
so and then even as a corporate, how do I protect that for my clients? Because that's the questions they're going to be asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so scary.
Mm.
So that's cyber. So I think that's we seem to talk about it a lot and I think the reason it's just not going anywhere.
Well, it's so topical and it's very different to the traditional technology as it's actually – cyber is one of those things that personally impacts people.
Yeah.
Where I feel like if your computer breaks or your technology is not working as well as it could and you're not as productive as you could be, people just go along with that. But if your identity is stolen and someone is, you know, that's costing you money, then it seems to be getting a lot more airtime.
Well, and I think that's it. I think people may be starting to realise what the impact is.
Mm.
And these events that have been happening haven't taken the organisations offline.
No.
And that's what I think we're seeing a bit at the moment is we're not seeing – when we used to talk about hackers and cybersecurity, it was about, well, they could take the system offline and ransomware and denial of service attacks and these type of things.
Yeah.
They're still happening, no doubt about it, and ransomware's getting more sophisticated and that's all happening. But it's about information at the moment. And that's why I think – there's this whole the risk and the issue is about that building that profile and that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, that's only going to get more granular and deeper as people build out these profiles because these guys look at there's organisations out there looking at the long game.
Oh, and it is a long game.
Yeah.
It's patience.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same with anything. I mean, business is all patience.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys, they're not just they might be deemed as dudes wearing a hoodie in a dark room.
Yeah.
Man, they're sophisticated business models that run it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I just and how do you combat it? Well, you can't directly combat. Well, I mean, I'm sure at a government and sort of that level, there's ways that they need to be combating these organisations.
Which I think they're looking at. I think there's different strategies that government are trying.
But as organisations and as business and even as individuals, we've got to be thinking about how we're
smarter with our data,
with our information and understanding how what we do online and what the impact is and understanding those learnings and that sort of stuff, I think's critical. And I say we keep harping on cyber, but it's just it's not only topical, it's business critical.
Yeah.
This is going to make or break organisations as well.
Definitely.
So just because your business didn't go down after an attack,
yeah,
doesn't mean it's not going to fail.
Yeah,
because it's the reputational damage.
Oh, 100%. Let's understand where Medibank's going to be in 6 months.
How's Optus going? How many customers have Optus lost?
Yeah.
And whilst, again, people go, oh, well, they just got this and it didn't stop my service. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
Well, it will. It might not matter today, but
yeah,
in 12 months' time, I think it's going to be a different. We're going to be having this chat at the end of 2023.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very, very different from 100%. A perspective of it's still happening, but it's happening now in a different way.
Yeah. Because it'll always evolve.
And it's coming back around and those sort of things. So, yeah. But cyber, that's a big one, I think.
I've got number two for you.
Yeah.
OpenAI.
Oh, man. Have you played with it?
Yes. The two things that are going to change the world. These are my two things of the year.
Cybersecurity
and OpenAI.
Man, that thing, that blew my mind.
Okay, explain to people that.
Oh, I don't know if I can explain it, but. Okay, so if you haven't heard, OpenAI is an organisation. They've been doing a lot of work on AI.
Yeah,
a lot of investment,
I believe.
Yeah, a lot of investment. I think Musk, Elon's involved. Anyway, and they're developing AI technology and platforms. So
it can be utilised by everyday people.
Yeah. So natural language, all this sort of thing. Anyway, they've been building out, and they just released in the last couple of weeks this thing called ChatGPT, which is an AI. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's a natural language query tool. Anyway, you talk to this thing and it gives you back answers.
Yeah.
Like literally you can ask it as if we're having a conversation
now
and it will give you responses
and
have that provide that information. So think of it as it's Google on steroids.
Yeah, 100%. In that sense. That's how someone explained it.
And that's so you ask Google a question. It goes out and searches the internet
for
the answers
back,
and displays a whole lot of results for you. And then you've got to go through and decipher those results and find the information you need. That's fine. There's a bit of research involved. So ChatGPT, you go and ask this thing a question and it gives you the answer.
It structures the information.
Now, that's not to say that the answer is correct.
Yes.
Now,
that's
a key
true.
Thing.
Yep.
And as far as I know, OpenAI or the ChatGPT can't, it doesn't look up the internet to get its answers.
No.
So it's a database that it's been taught with. So it's been fed
information.
Millions and millions and millions of lines of natural language and information and encyclopedias and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Up to 2021.
Yep.
So it doesn't, you can't ask it something as of today. It won't know the answer because it doesn't go and search and it's currently not learning in that sense.
Yeah.
Based on the conversation I had with it.
Yeah.
So I asked it these questions. But I did ask it who won the NRL 2022 grand final and it couldn't tell me because it didn't know.
Yeah.
But then I asked it who won the 2020 final and it gave me the answer.
Told you. Yeah.
And it gave me all the stats and it was insane.
Crazy.
Crazy. So this thing, I don't know, you've played with it?
I was even asking it how do you get ISO standards, and it laid out this 1,000-word thing on how to get ISO 9000.
Yeah, so it was pretty impressive. It's going to change.
I've been trying to really understand the full application for it.
Yeah.
Because there's the gimmick part of it, but then there's also the terrifying truth that it's going to change the way if utilized properly. That people access information and, more importantly, be able to structure that information in a way.
Well, I think it will. Yeah, and I think this is – it's the structure of the, and it's the way – so I asked it I said, give me a social media plan for cybersecurity.
Yep.
Comes back with a full plan. Can you put this in a table for me? Sure, no worries. And it reformats the output and, it's just
– amazing.
All this stuff. And I think it's not – it's not that it's going to replace jobs.
No.
It's going to augment jobs and it's going to augment people and it's going to allow people to get information faster.
Yeah.
I think there's still that element of you still have to have an understanding
of
what you're...
You still need to know what to ask,
what you're asking for.
Yeah.
There's no point me asking it about molecular science.
Yeah.
Because it could tell me anything and I wouldn't even know whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah,
it might be great from a general knowledge and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's similar. My sense is it's similar to Google in that you can use Google to find any answer you want, but you still need to have a level of understanding about what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And being able to interpret the result that's coming back.
Mm.
Because, I mean, we look at it from an IT support perspective. I can tell you, we use Google all day, every day to find answers.
Yes.
But we know how to use it, we know what to ask it, and we know what we're looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you went and go and ask a general user to go, oh, no, just go Google the answer.
Yeah, they couldn't do it.
Well, it'll take them 8 hours to get the same result.
Mm.
Because they've got to try 16 different things that didn't work the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas there's a base level of knowledge when I'm asking it of I might be asking for a specific or I know the sort of baseline of it and I just need a specific configuration or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's it in there. So and I think ChatGPT is the same in its current thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't think.
No.
It's not creative.
No.
So there's no – it's a logical response to an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Constructed.
It's just, I feel like it's just more built out information that then you still need to, number one, vet, but number two, be able to effectively then probably build on top of.
Oh, yeah. Like, and there's no doubt the app, and I think marketers might be a little bit, I've seen a few,
yeah,
I don't know, Instas and Facebooks and whatever of people talking about it, and marketers seem a little bit,
yeah,
like boy. I went and punched in, I went, can you write me an SEO article that has 1,000 words on this topic.
Yeah.
Phoom.
Bang.
Out it came.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much I'd change.
Yeah, it's pretty
like
cool.
It was pretty
yeah,
bloody
pretty
good.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
But that's
it's the start.
It's the start. And as you said, it's the application of it where
yeah.
how do you apply it?
I'm still to work that out. I'm still playing. Yeah.
But I
think it's gonna evolve.
Next year
I think you're gonna see a lot of this AI though. I think the two things for 23 are going to be this AI-driven landscape and being able to decipher data better, but also, obviously, the cybersecurity thing is going to compound and you're going to see different ways because you're already seeing different ways now, you know, text messages and it's not just the traditional...
Oh, it's just not an email that's coming from Australia Post that says your parcel's been delivered.
Correct, yeah.
And they're targeted.
Oh, far out. I'm astonished with some of the ones we see around how clever
they targeted, are. Timed.
Yep.
New employee turns up within 3 days of getting an email from me saying, hey, can you go and get this voucher for me?
Yeah, unreal.
Just LinkedIn. And that's the thing, they're profiling. It's all about profiling.
Yeah, and watching.
I mean, and that's the scary thing in itself. You combine the security aspect with AI.
Yeah.
Craft me a phishing email that does this.
Yeah.
Shit, don't do that. But you know what I mean. But
the writing code, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This thing writes code.
Yeah, I know. That's what I haven't even got there yet.
I punched in and I went, give me a PowerShell script to do this action.
Yeah.
Sure.
Boom. Yeah.
And vetted it, and it was bang on.
Yeah, fuck.
Like,
it was. That's
I don't need to know now.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary as. So, very cool. AI. So, where would you see it applied?
That
type of thing.
I think AI has a lot of application. Well, I'd like to think that it has a lot of application in something like medical, where someone comes in and they're showing certain symptoms, and you could ask it a question and it could give you some guidance or parameters. I think it'd be interesting to see that. I think it'd be interesting to see, you know, those manual helping businesses, you know, writing blogs, for instance, stuff like that.
Yep.
I think there's that sort of marketing. Again, you know, I don't think it's going to replace marketers because I think marketers have their own, you
there's
know,
their own
unique
target
ability and yep. Again, you're still as good as the question you're asking it, right?
Well, and what's the result if I ask it the same question and you ask it the same question? Yeah. Do we get the same answer?
Yeah.
So are we writing the same blogs now and stuff like that? So there's that.
Definitely.
It has a massive implication on education.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah.
How many kids now are going to go and, here's my topic.
Yeah.
1,000 word essay on this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How many ChatGPT exams, assignments are coming out next
100%.
Year?
100%. Yeah. That's true.
That's a challenge for that industry.
Yep.
I mean, I think education's got a big challenge on its hand as it is.
Yeah.
this just adds to it.
Yeah.
Because kids, I don't know, I just look at the way my child learns, and it's, they don't necessarily need to know the information. They need to know how to find it and assess it.
Mm.
That's the key element. Yeah, now.
Thinking.
Information's thinking. Available.
Yeah, yeah.
You get information anywhere. Yeah. It's the logical thinking behind it and the creativeness behind it of getting the result that you're looking for.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the, it's the critical thinking that, that needs to be taught.
Yeah. And it's never been a strong thing within education.
Well, schools are thinking. Teaching you content to retain knowledge.
Regurgitation, yeah.
Which I don't, it, knowledge is free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can get an answer and everything, but it's how I interpret it.
Yeah.
And it's how I verify it.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of
stuff. They're two critical things.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Education's going to be a very challenged industry around AI.
I think so. But
and also security. And talking about kids, like, I think security, I don't think hackers have completely taken advantage of teenagers.
Maybe they've got morals.
Yeah, well, hopefully, but you know, but you can see that's a very, the more that they're online and the more that
everyone's online. Yeah. We're, what are they, digital natives now?
Yeah.
Like, online's not, we're not changing that. We're not changing it. No. We're not changing the platforms we're using.
No.
They're only going to get bigger. I mean, we look at Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and LinkedIn and stuff like that. I mean, there's 7 or 8 platforms that everybody uses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not going to change. It's not going to change. It might just be, there might be a new one that we transition to, but
you're not going to go away.
You're not going to go away from it. The way we use them and engage them is going to change.
Yeah,
I think there's obviously that, and that's always been the risk in the background. It's who's controlling the data that's in there. And
yeah,
I know Facebook have had plenty of court cases thrown at them.
Yeah.
There's lots of talk around TikTok and who's involved in that and who's gathering that information.
Yeah, and where's that going?
Where's that going? Yeah. And how are those algorithms being used? And I mean, I'm on TikTok more from a curiosity thing to understand it, and it's pretty freaky.
Yeah.
Pretty freaky. Some of the stuff that turns up, like, you know, in like almost to the point of, I was just thinking about that type thing.
Yeah, and
now it's suddenly on my feed.
Yeah. Algorithmics. Yeah.
So,
oh my god.
But they're only going to get better as well with AI and machine. Well, they're all somewhat built on that now to an extent.
Mm.
Machine learning and AI and all the bits that go with it. But it's interesting. But 2023, I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be good. I think this year, really hopefully, pumped. We can stop talking about COVID.
I'm over it.
And
we had someone on the call this morning who's been in hospital with COVID.
That's when it comes back to reality and goes, it's not good.
Yeah. Anyway, get well soon. I think, I don't know, done and dusted maybe. We're dealing with it. It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. On to the next one.
On to the next one. There'll be another. Don't say that.
Sorry.
Yeah, still convince you were patient zero, but anyway.
AI's listening.
It's building him now.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, but I mean, it's I think it's how we leverage this tech now.
Yes.
Is the key.
Yep.
And finding those smart ways to better use it.
Yeah, and I think that's across the board with all businesses.
Yeah.
Is about you seeing now is there's opportunity there to protect yourself from cyber.
Mm.
So as one example. But you got to do it. And then same with AI, you can utilize it, but what are you going to utilize it and how are you going to utilize it in your business?
Yeah, and I think it comes back to that age-old thing we've been talking about is you don't have to do it all at once either.
No.
You pick the areas. I mean, we've got a call tomorrow actually with someone. We're looking at AI for ourselves as to how we can fine-tune, better improve our service delivery and that sort of stuff on the back of AI.
Yeah.
And again, it's not for us. It's not about replacing people. It's about freeing them up so we can do more and we can provide a better level of service and things like that. And I know that it's not going to be perfect and it's not going to do everything. And it's definitely not a silver bullet. And that's probably the thing to take away is
good advice.
AI is never going to be a silver bullet.
Yeah.
It's never going to. Well, I'll never say never, but it's not Skynet and it's not going to take over the world at this point.
Mm.
I think I asked ChatGPT that as well.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said no.
That would have been
interesting. Could be a she.
It could be a she.
They said no. Whatever.
They.
It. Yeah. It's an it.
It.
It's an it.
Yeah.
It's a machine.
Ah, okay. Maybe. There you go.
I don't know. Might have a personality.
Could be a fool. Could be.
We've could be some guy sitting there responding, just typing.
Gone down a rabbit hole.
He's really fast typer.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a silver bullet. No. Not in the next few years anyway. No. And as I say, they're not creative.
No.
They can't. Well, maybe they can, but they're not creative thinkers. It's logic.
No,
it's an algorithm and it's a regurgitation. Yeah. But it's people will always be more creative in that. And it's what you do with it, I think, is the key element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Tommy.
Well, that's a wrap. 2022 done.
Yeah, done.
High fives.
We're coming back. 2023, guys. We're gonna be more consistent.
Oh, we've done better this year. We've done better this second half of this year. We've done a lot better.
But we're definitely gonna. It's locked in the diary for Monday, so we're gonna keep that up.
We're gonna keep going, and then we'll get them published.
Yep. We're gonna get some people on next year as well.
We had a couple this year. We got a few in, so that was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll look. It's just gonna be the same free flowing.
It's got to be
same free flowing fluff that you're used to.
There's no AI here,
mate. There is definitely no AI. In this conversation. And I think even like today, I think we came in and went, I don't even know what we're going to talk about.
No, but that's what's fun about it.
But it is good fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Yeah. And if anyone's got any feedback, feel free to post it.
And go and check out ChatGPT.
Sign up for free. Have a free go at it. Yeah.
Free go.
It's pretty cool.
See you, Tommy.
See you. Bye.